was in sickness or in health, in poverty or abound, my home abroad, I'm trusting on Jesus the whole way. What a firm foundation we have. Amen. And today, as I was observing the world crashing like a slow motion train running into the side of a hill. Have y'all noticed that? You know, it looks like there is no hope. Oh, but praise God. Amen. My foundation does not move.
Right.
Amen. Although it does appear, if I only look at the physical stuff, it looks like there is no hope. Oh, but praise God. I have hope. I have the hope in the hope provider.
Yes.
And as I was going through some scripture, as I was praying and seeking the Lord this week, because of the mess that it appears to be all over, I said, Lord, where is my hope? And God laid a lot of scripture on my mind. I came in, I filled up, I got a chalkboard just like that one, the other side of that one, in my office. And I had to stop writing because I ran out of room. Oh, we have hope. We have hope in the midst of the storm. We have an anchor that will not fail. We have God, the creator of heaven and earth. We have Jesus, the only begotten Son. We have a foundation. Amen.
Amen.
The cornerstone, the gospel. And I will not be moved regardless of what this world does.
Amen.
As I was reading one of the Psalms that came to me, and the psalmist was distraught in his writings, and it was Psalm 42 and verse 5, and this is where I got the block of the sermon. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, the psalmist wrote, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Amen. Listen and hope thou, for I shall yet praise him for the help. For the help of his countenance, the help of his presence in my life.
Amen.
Amen. So you look at what this psalmist was going through. He was within himself. He was wrestling. There were some things going down. And he said, listen, God, I'm looking around and I am depressed. I am fearful. I'm disquieted. That means restless inside of myself. And I'm looking around, and I feel that same way. If I only look at the physical, that's how I feel.
That's right.
Right? But praise God, my feelings are not the reality of what is. Amen? Who here has been fooled by their feelings before? Amen? I tell you, your feelings will lead you. Don't follow your heart, because it's deceitful and wicked to its core. So believe in the Word of God.
Amen.
As the psalmist said here, for I shall yet praise him. Although I'm disquieted, although I am restless in my heart, my hope is in God, and I will seek him. I'm going to praise him for the help. The help that I'm looking for is in the presence of the Most High God.
Amen.
All right? So where am I going to find help? It's not on this earth. Amen. As much as I love my wife, she's not going to help me through this. As much as I love you guys, you're not going to help me through this. See, I need to hold to the one that is going to help. I need to be seeking the one that is able to answer. I need to seek the one that can calm my spirit. I need to have my hope in him and nothing else.
Amen.
So where is our hope from? It is from him. It's from the one true God. It's the one who came because he loved you. It's the one who willingly went to the cross and died for your sin, that you could be made the righteousness of God. Amen? Although this world, it is going to hell in a handbasket. That is the truth. That's where it's hitting. Praise God. Even so, Lord Jesus, come, right? Even so, Lord Jesus, come. I ain't worried about it. You know why? I have a resting place in Jesus Christ. You can have a resting place in Jesus Christ. He's prepared for you a place. And he said, if I have prepared for you a place, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back that you can be with me, John 14 and 6. That you can have that fellowship with me. Oh, that's where my hope's resting. Amen. Because I'm looking around. There ain't no hope here. There ain't no hope here. And Now we have a little a picture of what love is here, but we don't even know love yet. There's coming a day, amen, when sin will be done away with, amen. There's coming a day when the righteousness of God will cover us, will overshadow us, we will shine in the glory of God, amen. That's where my hope is. That's where I'm looking forward to. I'm looking to God.
Yes.
Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2 says, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and the earth. Amen? So my help is coming from God. Where am I? I'm going to be standing on the ground and I'm going to be looking up to the hills. I'm looking up to the peak of the highest mountains on the earth because I know that my God, my Lord, Jesus Christ has my help with him and he's coming. Amen? Say amen if you believe. You believe it. Amen. You believe it. I mean, you got to believe this. You got to have faith in it. That your hope cannot be held and anchored here on anything on this earth. My hope comes from the hill. My hope comes from the one who made heaven and earth. My hope, my destiny, my desire, my life is held in the palm of the Most High God.
Amen.
And yours can be too. Amen. Yours can be too. Maybe you've never trusted, you've never thought of the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. You've heard of him, but you've never really rested in him. That you could take all of your life and let him just wrap you, tie you up in the massive amounts of agape love that he has for you.
Yeah.
Amen. When you got that, it does not matter. It doesn't matter because when Satan comes in like a storm, he will make a standard for you. He will make you the standard in the midst of the storm as your anchor holds to the cornerstone of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Because it does not matter what this world does. It does not matter. It doesn't matter the disease. It doesn't matter the famine. It doesn't matter the wars. It doesn't matter the trouble. It doesn't matter this life matters that. None of that matters. Because my hope is anchored in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And far as I can tell, that this world is going to burn with a fervent heat.
Right.
Amen. All of the elements in this world are going to disappear like they were never here. In fact, it tells me a promise in the Word of God that these present things will never be remembered again.
Amen.
Amen. Want to be good to forget. Amen. It'll be good to forget famine. It'll be good to forget pestilence. It'll be good to forget hurt. It'll be good to forget hate. It'll be good to never, never have those things ever come across your mind again.
Yeah.
Never in your spirit one more time. Because I trust my hope, my life, my liberty is held in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen? It is held in Him. Oh, and you can have that. It's free. It's free. Amen? Jesus paid it and you can have it. And all you got to do is believe it enough to act on it.
Amen.
How do you gain that kind of hope? How do you gain that kind of faith? Test Him. Test Him. Try it. Try it out. I'm not saying tempt Him. Don't tempt the Lord. You don't want none of that. But say, God, my faith hasn't made it there yet. I don't have that hope yet. How can I get it? And He's going to tell you, lean in me.
Amen.
Right? Trust in me. Let your faith be in me. Let you trust in what I did for you. Believe what the Bible says, not what the scientists say. Believe what the Word of God says, not what your conscience says. Believe in the love and the power and the might of the Most High God because He has something for you.
That's right.
Amen? He's got it for you. All you got to do is grab it.
Amen.
You ever hear it, go for the gusto? Amen? Well, we need to do that. Not in the world sense. We need to grab a hold of the very hem of the healing Spirit of God. We need to reach out. We need to push through the crowds and come to the very throne room of God and bow down before Him with a broken and a contrite heart on your face before the Lord, lifting your hands, your holy hands in prayer, worshiping Him because He is worthy of all glory, all honor, all praise.
Yes.
Amen. And if we can't bow before Him here on this earth, you're going to have one hard time in heaven because it says all knees are going to bow. Amen. All tongues are going to confess Him, whether they believe Him or not. See, it doesn't really matter on what you believe because it doesn't change who God is. Now God says, if you believe me now, I got a surprise for you. Surprise, surprise. I'm going to open your eyes to the glory, unveil the glory. I've got colors in heaven you haven't seen yet. I've got blessings in heaven that you can't wrap your mind around yet. I've got a hope for you in the millennial reign of Christ that you're going to be with Him if you trust Him today.
Amen.
If you trust Him today, if you lean into Him today and you put your full weight in the mercy and the power and the might of the living God, He's got something for you.
Amen?
Amen? He's got something for you. The question is, do you want it bad enough to submit to His will over yours?
That's it.
Amen? If you really, really want it, you got to want it bad enough to adjust to it.
Amen.
All right? He offered it, He paid for it, but you got to want it bad enough to pick it up.
Yeah.
Right. Amen? Psalm 71, verses 1 through 5. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust.
Amen.
Let me never be put to confusion. Amen? These things that are in the world right now, ain't they confusing? If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, they're telling you masks work. They're telling you masks don't work. They're telling you that the shot's going to work, but we know the shot ain't going to work. They're telling you this. They're telling you that. They're telling you all kinds of things, but it's really a mass of confusion.
That's right.
All right, but my trust, I put my trust in God, and I will never be confused.
Yeah.
They cannot confuse me, because I trust in the One who made it all. I trust in the One who created heavens and earth. I trust in the One who loved me, this rotten worm, so much that He came down to the earth to be tempted just like a man, yet without sin, to die on a cross that I deserve. Right? That you deserve. You desire to die on the cross. You deserve to go to hell. But God so loved the world. He so loved you. He loved you so much that He manifested Himself in flesh that He could take my sin.
Amen.
Amen? And Him. What a hope we have in Christ Jesus.
Oh,
He is the only hope. And if I'm going to never be confused or confounded by this world. It says in verse 2, deliver me in Thy righteousness. When was the last time you prayed for that? Oh, Lord God, deliver me in Your righteousness. I trust You, Lord God, no matter what happens. Deliver me. It's Your righteousness I'm leaning into. Pray that every once in a while. And cause me to escape. Incline Thine ear unto me and save me. Oh, when was the last time you really... I'm not talking about just your salvation eternally, but how about your rest in your spirit right now?
Amen.
Amen? Because there's a salvation that happens after you die, no doubt. But there can be a salvation right now in your mind, in your life, in your family, in your neighborhood, because you are planted as a seed, as a tree, by the living waters of God. And they can come and find healing in you.
Amen?
Amen? Because you've been healed by the Most High God. You have the truth of His love. You have the righteousness of the born out of the world. You have His essence in you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the lost, the hungry, the thirsty, the dying, the ones who are seeking for something better, and they're trying everything. All they need is the Spirit of God that dwells in you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What they need is what you have.
Yeah.
Amen. So why ain't we giving it? Why ain't we giving it? Why ain't we loving folks? And some of us are. I ain't saying that we all ain't, but I ain't loving the way I ought to. Amen. I will be. I'll be honest. I got some things in me. Not as if I have made it. Amen. Because I ain't there yet. But I am persevering. I'm pushing
Amen.
On to the high call of Christ. Amen. Praise God. I'm not like what I was 20 years ago, or 5 minutes ago. But yeah, anyhow, I'm pushing on to the higher call of God. Right? And I'm dying a little to myself every day that I might live more fervently for Him in my tomorrow. Right? So He says, He's going to cause me to escape. Okay? And deliver me in Thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline Thine ear unto me and save me. Be Thou my strong habitation. Amen? Lord God, I want You to be my strong habitation. I want You to be that fortress that's around me. I want to live inside of your will. I want to live inside of your love. I want you to be around, just all around me.
Amen.
Just put it on me. Yeah. Put it on. I need what you got. I need that strong habitation because it is vicious out in the world. They're trying to kill you. They don't like you. The world hates you because you stand for righteousness. Love them anyhow. Put your feet in the gospel of peace. Amen? Stand in the holiness of God. Wrap Him around you. He wants to surround you with His wings of love and give you it's more than power. It's more than essence. There's a greatness of the Spirit that's in you that wants to come bursting out to life. Move into Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Move into Him. Trust Him, and He will. There is peace. There's love. There's a confidence that you can only find in that relationship.
Right.
That is eternal life. And He says, Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I myself continually resort. Now, listen to what He said. All right, God's that strong habitation, but I got to go. I've got to continually resort back to that.
Amen.
All right? He's there. He doesn't move. God is this Jesus, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They're the same yesterday. They're the same today. They're the same forever. They do not change.
No.
All right? And they are one. The Godhead does not change.
Amen.
So if I want to be in God, who's got to change? I do. I've got to resort back to the Word of God. I've got to resort back to His holiness. I've got to take this sinful, crusty creature and rely on the Creator.
Amen?
Amen? I've got to be in His house, not mine.
Yeah. Amen.
I've got to be in His will, not mine. And I've got to continually resort, go back to that place of salvation, go back to that spot of comfort, go back to that dwelling place of the Most High God. Thou hast, second part of that verse, Thou hast given a command to save me, for Thou art my rock and my fortress.
Amen.
Amen. Can you wrap your heart and your mind around that? All right? God, You are my rock.
Amen.
You are the cornerstone. You are the beginning, the Alpha, the Omega. No matter what else happens on this earth, I am anchored, I am tied, I'm connected. That scarlet thread, the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, I am welded to the rock of my salvation.
Right.
And I will not let go.
Amen.
I'm going to hold on to my fingernails or rip out of my hands. I'm not letting go. I'm going to hold on to the rock with everything I am. I'm going to hold on to His righteousness with all that is in me. And you need to have that same fervor, that same desire, that same wanting, that same hungering to be in the habitation of God.
Amen.
Amen. And let Him be your rock. Let Him be your fortress.
Yeah.
Oh, when I am in Christ Jesus, I am in a stronghold, a fortress that the fiery dart, Satan cannot, he cannot attack me. He cannot hurt me. No matter what they do to this flesh, it does not matter because I got a habitation with the Most High God. No matter what they do to me, tie me up to the statue in Caledonia, throw rocks at me, hit me with a Mack truck, I don't care. I trust Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It does not matter what they do to this body.
Praise the Lord.
Because the real Curtis is already seated in the Most High places with God. Amen. This body, this flesh, it's only for a second anyhow.
That's right.
It says that my life is but a vapor.
Yeah.
I'm a burp in the breeze. That's all you are. Amen. It's over. You know? But God, He is already, if you trusted Him, if you're not trusted Him, you're still just a burp in the breeze. Amen. But when you trust Him, He has a habitation for you. He has a rock for you. He has a fortress for you.
Amen.
Verse 4 says, deliver me, O my God, out of the hands of the wicked, out of the hands of the unrighteous and the cruel man. Oh, yeah. I'm already delivered. All right?
That's right.
I'm already delivered.
Yeah.
All right?
And so I'm not praying for a special healing. I'm not praying to be taken out of this world. In fact, Jesus said, Lord, don't take them out of this world, but keep them from the evil in this world. Amen? Now, they're going to hate you for the righteousness of God. That's okay.
Right.
Hey, listen, I've been hated by better people. That's why I tell folks, I hate you. I say, yeah, that's okay. A lot of folks hate me. A lot of folks better than you hated me. But I'm loved by God.
That's it.
So I don't care if you hate me. I don't care. Just go ahead, throw rocks. Throw rocks, sticks, and stones will break my bones. But the Word of God will never leave me.
No.
Amen? I twisted it up. The Word of God will never abandon me. The wicked may rise against me, but I will be held in the hand of God. The unrighteous and the cruel man might desire horrible plans for the church. But God. But God. My two favorite words in the whole Bible. But God. If something's gone horrible, but God comes on the scene and changes everything. Amen. They might hate you. They're cruel. They're unrighteous. They don't like you at all. But God loves you.
Bless them.
He came, He died for you, He rose again on the third day because He is God. And He wants you to know Him. Verse 5 says, For Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Amen. Hold on to that. Though the cruel man comes, the unrighteous man comes, the wicked man comes, and I'm praying to be delivered out by my God. Now, I have the deliverance already. All right? That deliverance is through Jesus Christ. So what if the wicked man breaks into my house and kills me because I love Jesus Christ? Hey, but God, that's all right. Send me home early. I've already got my lunch packed. You know, I've got what I need. I am held securely in the bosom of the Most High God. I'm not worried about that. But I will stand even in the evil day. I will stand even when the cruel man comes. I will trust God even when the unrighteous rule this world. I will believe and lean into Him because for Thou, God, art my hope. Thou art my trust from my youth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God wants you to have that confidence in Him. Mm-hmm. We've got to have our confidence, our hope that in Jesus Christ. If we only have our confidence in this world, we've already lost.
Right.
You anchored yourself to a sinking ship. All right? And it's going down. All right? The world is going down. And it's okay. And you know what? The thing about a sinking ship, it looks like everybody's going to die on a sinking ship. Oh, but there's some that pop up.
Yeah.
I got my Holy Spirit, my life device. Amen? And so I might be sucked down by the weight of the ship, by the vacuum that happens when a great ship sinks. It sucks down a lot of stuff with it. But you know what? I'll come popping right back up.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Even though the world is sinking, it's going to hell in a handbasket. Praise God for that. I have my best. I have my security. I have my life, my love in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And in that, I am seated in the heavenly realm already with Him. So, who cares? Who cares?
Amen.
And it does not matter what the world does. Turn your Bibles. I'll start preaching next in Romans chapter 5. I love the Word of God, y'all.
Amen.
You know, because I'm not finding much hope anywhere except for here.
That's right.
Amen. And so in Romans chapter 5, I have verses 1 through 5 marked on my notes here. All right, because I have trusted Him, therefore being justified by faith. How am I justified? By faith. I believe. That makes me justified. All right, I believe He loved me, He called me, He set me apart. I am secure in Him. All right, and I ain't letting go. All right, I ain't letting go. And so, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus. And I like to put the Christ. Because a lot of folks get that all confused. They think it's first and last name. Jesus is His name. Christ is His position. Amen. He is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. All right. I have peace. I've been, God made peace with me who was an enemy from my birth. All right. And He loved me and He gave me the lifeline to go back to Him, to have that relationship with Him. I'm justified through Him. I have faith by Him. And I have peace through Jesus Christ. Verse 2, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Woo!
Man! Amen? How about a little bit of rejoicing?
Yes, sir.
Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Ain't it a good thing that Jesus has me? Ain't it a good thing I got hope in Him? Ain't it a good thing I have peace with God? I have the grace of God. I rejoice. Woo! I rejoice in the name of the Most High God. I rejoice in the purchased possession of Jesus Christ. I rejoice in my one day glorified body. I rejoice that this ain't the end. I rejoice that I have a place at the table of the bride of Christ. I rejoice that I have a hope that goes way beyond understanding. I rejoice that He knew me while I was yet a sinner, and He died for me anyhow. Amen? He loves you. He cares for you. He has a hope for you. Just hold on to the grace and the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Oh, wait a second. Wait. I glory in tribulations. Wait, tribulations are hard times. I don't want to glory when it's hard. I only want to glory on the mountaintop. Hey, praise God for the mountaintops. But I never grew on a mountaintop.
Nope.
I never got any stronger on a mountaintop. Oh, did I enjoy the view. Oh, yeah, praise God.
Woo-hoo.
I made it to the mountain. I climbed the mountain. I'm on the top of the mountain. Oh, glory to God. I grew in strength. I grew in faith. I grew in righteousness when I was in the valley, in the thick of it. When it was hard and there was no light, there was no breath. The heat of the day was pounding on me. The enemies, the wild animals were surrounding me. Satan and his cohorts were getting all over you. The tribulations of this world. Oh, but I praise God for that because that's what made me stronger.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
That's what makes you stronger. You know, if you try to save a caterpillar from coming out of his chrysalis, that's not a big word, right? Coming out of his little kazoo. Out of its cocoon. If you try to help that butterfly, you kill it. It needs the struggle for life. If you try to help a chicken out of its egg, you need to let it struggle. It needs to fight. It needs to work those muscles. It needs to go through the tribulation that it might experience life.
Yeah.
Oh, Christian, don't pray to be delivered out of your trouble. Thank God that you have it, and God will see you through that trouble.
Amen?
Because there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end. God will see you through it. Amen? So I glory in the tribulations of this life. I glory in the hard times of this life. Knowing that tribulation works patience. You've heard it say, well, don't pray for patience, it'll bring tribulation. Well, pray for tribulations that you might have patience. Amen? I need a little more patience because, as my wife, I am short-tempered. I do not get along with things that don't get along with me really well. All right? I really don't. Hey, George, you got it? You feel that?
Feel you, man.
Yeah. You feel that? All right? So I need that hard time, and I need to see God's faithfulness in the hard time that I'll have patience knowing Him. Now I have patience knowing that He's in charge. As I go through the wilderness, as I go through the hard times, as I suffer and stumble and trip and fall, and God is always with me. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. Now I got patience. All right, so I went through a little hard time when I was younger. I thought, I can't make it. And you made it? You said, oh, praise God, I made it. So the next time I come through tribulation, it's harder and it's longer. I can't make it. And you find out that God was faithful and the harder one as well as He was the easier one. And after enough times of going through that, I can go through some junk now. Amen. I can, why? Because God is faithful. In those tribulations, I got patience. I may not see His salvation, His deliverance today, but there's a deliverance coming. I might not see it in this world, in this government, and this time, but I know through what I have lived through, what I've studied through, what I've known about, that there's a God in heaven, and He knows my name. Amen? And I am patiently waiting on the accepted day. I'm patiently waiting on the trump of God. I'm patiently waiting till that last day when He calls His church home. I'm waiting patiently, seeking, hungering, thirsting after righteousness.
Yeah.
How about you?
Amen.
Say it like you mean it.
Amen.
Say it now. Come on. Do you really? Are you waiting on it? Amen. Amen. You be happy about these tribulations. Be happy that there's a virus. Be happy that the government hates you. Be happy about these things because they're of the world and you're of heaven. Be happy for that because God is faithful. He'll see you through.
Amen.
Amen. He saw me through in the past. He'll see me through in the future. He's been with me from the beginning. He'll be with me on the end. Amen. Be patient. Be happy for your tribulation. Oh, because I have experience. I've tested God. God has tested. I don't like I tested God. Excuse me. That's wrong. God has tested me.
Yeah.
Amen. And I have found him to be faithful. Right? He put me in the fiery furnace and I found him to be God. All right? He put me in the lion's den and I found him to shut the mouths of the lion and deliver me out of that time of trouble. Amen?
Yeah.
I tried him on the battlefield when all I had was a sling and a couple stones. And the giant came tumbling down. Amen? I've tried him. I know him. When, as David said, when the lion came, I grabbed him by the beard. Amen? I took him down because God was with me. When the bear came to take the lambs, I put him in a bear hug. I broke his ribs. He didn't have any power because the one true God was with me.
Right.
And you too, O giant. You too, O wicked one. You too, O government of the United States.
Amen.
You too, O virus. You too, O sickness. I have a God that's going to deliver me,
Amen.
Not now, but evermore.
Amen.
And I'm experiencing that. I'm seeing it. I'm trusting it. I have hope. That experience brings hope.
Amen.
Amen. My hope rest in nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Oh, on Christ, that solid rock I'll stand. Because all other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Who you trust? Who you love? Where's your hope all gathered up at? The only way. Amen. And if it's held up in God, then you have real hope. You have a high expectation. You have a promise that this world cannot break. You have a place. You have a fortress. You have a habitation in the Most High God.
Amen.
So what you worried about?
What you worried?
Facebook will send you to hell. I said, what do you mean Facebook will send you to hell? Facebook will keep your face away from the Most High God and get you all sucked up in this world. Twitter. Computers. Computers. It is the seat of Satan.
Yeah.
All right? Now, don't get me wrong, because I have a hard time adding. I use a computer because I can't spell. You know? And so when I mean spell something, I Google it wrong and it comes up with the right word. Praise God for that. Amen? You know? And I don't know how Google knows how to spell stuff, but they know where all the silent letters are hid. Right? And they use them. So anyhow, I use a computer. I don't use a computer to write sermons. I do that by hand. I don't use a computer to search a whole lot of stuff up. But they are useful in their place. The problem is when it gets out of its place.
Yes.
When it becomes a god or an idol to you. Right? So we need to hope in Christ. We need to have patience in our tribulation. We need to experience the
Amen.
One true God. And verse 5 and says, hope maketh not ashamed. Amen?
Right.
Oh, because I have experienced him, because the tribulation, I have patience in him. He has given me hope and I'm not ashamed.
Amen.
Amen. I am not ashamed. I've tried. He's tried me. I've tried it. I know God is faithful. Even when I am not, God is faithful. God doesn't change. His love doesn't change. His mercy doesn't change. And when I come back to him, his arms are always open.
Bless.
Amen?
Yeah.
You just got to make sure you come back. Amen. When you sin, and you will, fall to Christ and not away from him. When the storm comes in, fall to Christ and
Amen.
Not away from him.
That's right.
And before this, thank you, Lord, I didn't even think of this. Jesus taught about this wonderful parable about two guys who built a house, side by side. One built on the shifting sands of life, the other dug down to the foundation. Right now, before the second wave hits, let's get our shovels out.
Yeah.
All right? We got to get our shovels out because the next one's coming. All right? And this first volley that Satan sent across the bow of the church, the bow of the body of Christ, and it made so many pastors tremble in their pulpits. It made so many fearful in their congregations that they stopped. And that was the first shot. And since, well, geez, like anything, I tried it one time and it worked. I'm going to try it again, only this time I'm going to use all my bullets. Now this time I'm going to shoot both barrels, not just one. Right? This next volley of fear that's going to come from the wicked one is going to be 10 times worse than the volley of fear that came from the first one.
Yes,
make up your mind today whom you will serve.
Yes.
Now is the time you dig down. Now is the time that you fortify. Now is the time that you stop worrying about the shifting sands of this life and start having your hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now is when you understand that God is sovereign. Amen? God is sovereign. He's completely, totally, 100% in absolute control.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Trust Him.
Bless Him.
Even when you can't see, trust Him. Even when they slay you, trust Him.
Amen.
Even when it looks like there's no hope, hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. When there is no escape, God will make a way.
Right.
Amen. He'll make a way. He didn't say it would be easy. Stop looking for the easy way. Start looking for the holy way.
Amen.
It's not my will that must be done, but His will that must be done in me. And bless Him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Hold on to the fullness of the promises of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Him, in Christ, is where all of our hope is.
Bless Him. Praise Him.
This hope that we have isn't something that's seen. You know that? Our hope is by faith. That is where I believe so much that I have a redemption of this body. It does not matter what they do. Romans chapter 8, just a couple
Amen.
Pages, flip over.
Amen.
It says in verse 22, the whole thing's so good, I hate to start in the middle, but it's already 12 o'clock. All right, okay. All right, we'll just start. Verse 21. Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Hey, what does it say? You're going to have, if something starts with D and ends in Ibbard. Delivered. You're going to be delivered, amen? All right, you're going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Okay.
That's your hope. My hope is this bondage, I'm going to be set free someday. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. Amen?
Amen.
For we are saved by hope.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I've never seen it. I've never laid my eyes on it. I just know it. I know it. I got faith. I believe it. My hope is there. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why should he hope for it? All right. I go to dinner and I see a well prepared dinner on the table. Right? The steak and potatoes and steak, glass iced tea, you know, no salad, right? So anyhow, so what I'm seeing there, boy, I saw it, so I didn't have hope for it because it was there. Oh, but before I got there, I hoped it would be there. And then when I got there and it was so, my hope was made full. Amen. Along with my big old fat belly. Amen. So yeah, all of that. See, when you see it, you don't need hope. Why do you hope for it? But excuse me, verse 25. But if we hope for that which that we see not, then we. Excuse me, I keep missing words here. If you don't know it, I see things backwards sometimes, most of the time, and upside down. So when I read this, bear with me because I'm having to translate it in my head from what my actual eyes are seeing.
Bless your heart,
so,
Pastor.
But we hope for that we see not, then do we which patience with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself. I would prefer if it said himself, because I don't think of the Spirit of God as it.
Yeah,
he is a him. Alright, it is an individual. He has emotion, spirit. Anyhow, and that's just me. That's not Bible. Me personally. Anyhow. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he searches the hearts and knoweth the minds of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for him for the saints according to the will of God. Now, with this hope that he has in verse 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is not seen. All right, that's the hope we have. And if we hope for that which we see not, then we with patience wait for it. Are you waiting patiently for the hope that's promised?
Amen.
Amen? We got to have that stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah.
We got to have some Holy Spirit static clean.
Amen.
All right? Before they have bounce in your dryers, they're static clean. Okay? We got to have some of that. Are you willing to be electronically connected to Jesus Christ?
Amen.
In such a way when you try to get separated, it sparks?
Yeah.
Amen. Right? When they try to separate you from God, it ought to make such a friction. You ought to make such a noise. You ought to shock people.
Amen.
Right? Because I'm not letting go. I'm not turning back. My hope is in Christ and in Him alone.
Yeah.
My desire is in Him and for Him, not in and of myself. Amen. It is Christ.
Amen.
Job 11:18-20, he put it this way. Or actually, Zophar speaks to Job. And so, it's been going good so far. That's horrible. That's when my flesh started popping into my head. I said, Zophar, Zophar we've got. Anyhow, Job 11:18-20, he says, thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig upon about thee, and thou shalt make thy rest in safety. Amen. Also, thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee, or that means pursue you, come after you, date you, desire to be with you. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the given up of the ghost. Listen to what Job's friend said here.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt be secure. Are you secure?
Absolutely.
Really and truly, in this time that we're living, are you experiencing security?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Now, I'm not secure in my 501c3. All right, they might come take that away tomorrow. That's okay. We'll pay our taxes. I'm not secure in my 401. Because I don't have one. Okay. I'm not secure in my savings account. Again, because I don't have one. I'm not secure in what the government's going to do next month.
Amen.
All right? I'm not secure in the battles that are coming against me in the church right now. My security is not in the science. It's not in the vaccine. It's not in the mask.
Amen.
My security is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
All right? My hope is in Christ Jesus. I am secure in Him. And thou shalt take rest in safety. I am safe because Jesus paid for me.
Thank God.
Amen? If you've trusted Him as your Lord and Savior, you are safe because He has you.
Amen.
All right? He has you in the midst of His hand. And He's not going to let you go. Not willingly. It says that no angel, no man, nothing can take you from
Amen.
The hand of God.
That's right.
All right? You just got to want to be there. You got to say, this, I'm there. I am in Christ.
Amen.
My security is in Him. I'm part of Him.
Bless Him.
And no matter what happens in this world,
I trust
in Him.
Praise God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I have a dwelling place in the Most High. Again, like I said, I have a seat
at the table of God.
Amen.
Do you want one? There may be some sitting here right now today, right, that's never truly put their full weight in Jesus Christ. That have said, man, I heard what the pastor was saying. I think the Spirit of God was talking to me. Man, I want some of that. Because I'm afraid right now. I'm scared of what's going on. I need that firm foundation. I need that hope in Jesus Christ. If that's you today, let me encourage you. Let me tell you how to do it. Alright? The Word of God says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, that means talk to Him, and you believe in your heart, you will be saved.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
So you need to confess and you need to tell somebody, hey, I believe in Jesus Christ to be my Lord. You need to ask Him, and this is a personal thing between you and Him. We don't do altar calls here. Had a woman after church ask me yesterday, well, why don't you do altar calls? Well, one thing is I don't see it in the Bible. Paul never gave an altar call. Peter never gave an altar call. John never. Jesus never gave an altar call. Okay, so we don't do that. One thing I do ask you to do is, just like all of the above, pray to God.
Amen.
You don't need to tell me that you accepted Jesus Christ. You need to accept Jesus Christ, and that will come out of you.
Amen?
Amen?
Right.
That will come out of you.
Right.
Now, if you need help in knowing how to do that, come talk to me. If you're a man, I'll lead you through that. Right? If you're a female and you don't know, you're confused, you say, man, I want it, I don't know how to do it, you can talk to Debbie. She'll lead you through that. You can talk to Asha, Steph. There's women right here, right now, that are filled with the power and the knowledge of the Most High God. And they would set you down with the Bible, and they will let you know that God knows you and that He's called you and that He wants you to be His. And after that, well, I'll go to the shed and I'll pull out the baptismal pool. We got a big old horse trough. What we got? It is a horse trough, and we'll bring it right here and we'll fill it up with water. I even got a heater for it. Okay, and we'll unplug it before you get in. We got a heater for it. We'll make it nice and warm, right? And you can come. You believe Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. If you want to get back, you need to get baptized, we will prepare a place for you.
Amen.
Because after you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He's already prepared a place for you.
Good.
And that confession we're talking about at the altar needs to happen in the water. As you wash, you take the picture of dying to yourself and rising again in the newness of life through baptism. And we will do that. It only takes about 75 gallons of water. And we'll pay the bill. Amen? And I won't even have you help me bring it in or dry it out. I'll do it all. All you got to do is want it bad enough to ask for it.
Amen.
And if you want it bad enough to ask for it, it will be done. You have not because you asked not. Right?
That's right.
I love you. I believe that the Holy Spirit's already talked to somebody in here today. I was feeling it. I experienced His movement when I was preaching the Word. All right, and you know who you are. And it ain't none of my business. Amen? You seek the Lord, and He will meet you where you are. Amen?
Amen?
Might not be this very moment. You might be too shy and you don't want to do it. I'm going to pray that the hound of heaven, amen, the Holy Spirit, just be on you like white on rice. Amen? He'll be on you and just on you. And you won't be able to find any rest until you come to that place and you ask Him to be your Savior. Oh, and when you ask Him, it is done. Amen? And then we'll teach you how to walk. Amen? Will you come to me? I got to shut up. All right? The Holy Spirit needs to do the work. All right? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love You. We praise You. Lord, I come before You even now. Father, thanking You for Your mighty mercy, for Your mighty grace.
Yes.
Father, I thank You for that hope that is only found in You. Yes. I ask, Father, oh Lord, any soul, any body, any spirit here at this moment that is not called on your name right now, in that stillness of their heart, in that stillness of the moment of a thought, you have called their name and they heard your voice. Father, that you would draw them with your love, with your cords of love, compassion, Father, and that they would be secured in the hope of you.
Yes.
Father, I pray for the church, the ones who have already been born again, that trusted you as their Lord and Savior. Father, I pray for those folks, those people, those men and women, that they would renew their faith, their hope, in the surety that you have.
Amen.
Father, it is a secure place to be in your grace.
Amen.
We thank you. We praise you for those things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Love you guys.